What does the gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials. God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is
welcome along to the latest from Eternity Socials Sunday Night Stream. 24th of January we are on. This is stream number 42. So it's good to have you on board. What a week I've had, and I'll tell you a bit more about that later on. over the course of the night then, we will be hearing, obviously, as always, from the Christian Institute and a few stories that are taking their headlines this week. As well as that then, last week we spoke about the Reverend Adrian Adger, who had passed away, unfortunately, after a lengthy battle with cancer. And we played one of his clips that he put together about different themes that was going on. One would have been, let me see, different mini-series, really. So one's finding forgiveness, finding guidance. The one I shared was finding hope, okay? In times of grief, we do need hope, don't we? We find that in Christ. So I thought I would share more of his series, starting off from number one, finding forgiveness. Next week, finding guidance. Third week, finding love. And we'll go on from there. They're short little videos. So I play the audio from them. They're about 5 minutes each. And really easy listen to as well. So hopefully you'll be blessed with that. Music to come from Philip and Hannah as well. And if you have any requests, get them into the stream there. And I'll definitely be getting them on air. But good to have you all on board anyway. Let's continue on with some Philip and Hannah.
My troubled soul, why so weighed down? You weren't meant to bear this heavy load, so cast all your burdens upon the Lord. 'Cause Jesus cares, He cares for you. Jesus cares, cast all your burdens upon the Lord, and trust again in the promise of His love. And I will praise the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, the lifter of my hand. Praise the in troubled times, though you so easily forget to cast all your burdens upon the Lord. 'Cause Jesus cares, He cares for you. Jesus cares, He cares for you. And all all your burdens upon the Lord, and trust again in the promise of His love. And I will pray.
Yeah.
Philip Mahana there. She had a little baby this week, so congratulations on that. And I'm hoping to hear from her on the live stream pretty, well, I was going to say pretty soon, but now that's probably knocked into touch with a little one on the way. It definitely changes things up a good bit. Some requests still to come then. Thank you for those. Ruth Greer is looking for some Maverick City music. We'll get that on. David Hunter looking Shane, and Shane and Linda Cameron looking for Hymns of the Holy Spirit from Pat Barrett. So we'll do that as well. Good to see you people watching in there. Plenty of you. Hello to Ruth Greer then. Heather McMahon as well. Listening. Chris Lamont. Hello to you, sir. Florence Abraham as well. And plenty more there. We'll get name everybody, but we'll be there a while. So let's keep the music going. We'll get the request going in a few moments. But right now, here is some Phil Wickham with This Is Amazing Grace. Some great requests in there. Plenty of room for some more. Get type in there into the comments. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you can send your message in during the week to the Eternity Socials Facebook page or our Instagram.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. We'll be right back.
listening to the same old, looking for a rescue? We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenants and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steady. Faithfulness to me, great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Baby, still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go,
Maverick Selly music there with Promises, and thank you to Ruth for the suggestion of that one there. Some Shane and Shane coming up. Before that though, we will play some Pat Barrett for Linda Cameron with Hymn of the Holy Spirit. This week then, I was telling you, well, that's been a rough one. Last Sunday night, our little boy James, he's three, started sort of coughing a fair bit, and we brought him downstairs. He was very warm and he started to sort of vomit a little bit, and we're kind of worried. So the next day, Monday then, just sort of wasn't long after the stream I finished here and went and sat down, and then we're kind of up with him. But to cut the long story short, him and my wife tested positive for the coronavirus. So that was on Monday. I was feeling grand anyway. Georgia, we have a little girl, Georgia, she's one as well, and she started to cough on Monday night as well. So it was figured that she had caught it from James, or maybe Emma, my wife. But then on Tuesday afternoon, I started to feel really rough as well. I have asthma, so I always have a little chest, like a wee cough that would catch me now and again. So I've had that over the weekend, and I kind of didn't think it was much. It was just the asthma, but it got worse anyway. And then Tuesday afternoon, then I started to get a real bad migraine, and from about Tuesday till Friday or so, I've been in bed. Aches and pains, sore chest, a sore back. Legs, a whole lot, a migraine that won't shift, the shivery 1 minute, sweats the next, coughing away, and I went for a test on Wednesday and tested positive as well. But thankfully, since Friday, I've started to feel a bit better. As time has went on, I feel a bit more like myself, really dizzy as well. Would be another thing that happened to me, but at the minute anyway, I'm heading the right way. Most of those ailments have disappeared, slight dizzy now and again, and a wee numb sort of sore head, but nothing major, and thankfully, and thank the Lord, I've been breathing, hasn't been affected anyway, so that's the main thing. So isolating here, I haven't been out the door since last Monday, so trying to look after two kids and only have the four walls around you to try and keep them occupied definitely keeps you on your toes. But I know a few people have known about it as during the week has went on, so thank you for those guys for praying for us here as a family. And I think we are definitely past the worst of it, him sitting here chatting away. And so it could be a whole lot worse, I'm sure. But anyway, we'll keep the music going, shall we? Some Pat Barrett then, with Hymn of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, guide my vision, help me see the way you see. Always Jesus, ever Jesus, Christ in all is Christ in me. Holy Spirit, guide my speaking, words of grace and truth abound. Let my lips be filled with stories of the mercy that I found. You're the light, you're my path, you're the shepherd of my soul. All guide my hearing, wake my ears to words you speak. In the thunder, in the stillness, let your voice be clear to me. Let your voice be clear to me.
Holy Spirit, open up my eyes.
Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go.
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could use...
Conquered the grave. He's David Drew in the land without.
Sheila Jean's version there of Is He Worthy? Also recorded by Chris Tomlin and written by Andrew Peterson. Very good song indeed there. Thank you for the suggestion there, and that came in from David Hunter. Next up then, we're going to play at the start of our short mini-series of, Adrian Adger. The Reverend Adrian Adger passed away about just over two weeks ago, and he passed away of cancer, and back in 2019, I think it was, he decided then to put together a series of, like a mini-series of different issues facing the Christian. There's five different ones. The first one is finding forgiveness. It's about 5 minutes long. It's easy to listen to, and have a listen to the man himself.
I come from the metropolis of Ochil, just outside Ballymena, County Antrim, Northern Ireland. I grew up in the farm of my granddad and my grannies. We had a bungalow in the farm, our family. There was a milking cow. There were some chickens for eggs. There was a loft with pigeons in it. And there was a donkey called Nelly. And there was a dog called Skippy, and we were taking a walk in the field. So I come from a real kind of farming background, from a country area. And then my mum and dad attended Trinity Presbyterian Church in Ochil. And that was the church that I was brought up in. But then when I was 18 years old, I said to myself, well, church is a bit dull, a bit boring. I want to enjoy myself. I want freedom from any rules and regulations. God isn't for me. I'm not really interested in any kind of religion at all. So I left home, and for the next 4 years, I just really lived for myself. But then something happened to me when I was 22 years old. I was on the Corium Port Rush Road, and it was dusk, and there was a tractor going very slowly on my side of the road. And I was traveling the car on my own. I didn't see the tractor till the last second. I swerved the car in the road, just missed the tractor. There's an oncoming lorry, swerved the car back, just missed the oncoming lorry. And it really shook me up, because I thought to myself, what would have happened if I had a car accident? What if I had died? Where would I go? A number of days later, I couldn't get a breath. I thought, is this some kind of heart attack? So I was rushed into the city hospital. The doctor diagnosed a panic attack or anxiety attack. And I was lying in the hospital bed, and I felt really desperately alone. And I asked myself a question I would never normally ask. What would happen if I died? Where would I go? And I thought about heaven, and I said to myself, well, I have no chance of going to heaven. I was out drunk at the weekend, and I just knew that I wasn't right with God. And then I thought, well, if I'm not going to heaven, where else would I go? And I thought about hell, and I became really, really afraid of dying, because I became aware for the first time I was on the wrong road of life, or on the road to hell itself. So later I was discharged from the hospital, and I was travelling home to the village of Ochil on the M2 motorway on the hill section going out of Belfast. And I felt my life was in a mess. I felt my life was going downhill fast, and I said to myself, is there any way that God would forgive someone like me? And then I remembered what someone shared with me in Sunday school, a Sunday school teacher, this prayer. And so I prayed this prayer: come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. And as when I prayed that prayer for myself, tears began to roll down my cheeks. And I knew that Jesus Christ is alive, that he's real, and that he heard my prayer, my despairing cry there as I drove the car. And I went to see the minister, Dr. Harry Pritchard. And Dr. Pritchard then shared with me the importance of repentance and turning away from the wrong things in your life. He then explained to me about the cross. I had heard about the cross many times before, but never really made sense to me. Always seemed that to go over my head, the message. But as he explained the cross and how God loved me and Jesus Christ gave himself for me on that cross because of my sins, I was amazed at how much God loved me and what Christ had done for me. And so when I heard that, the only reasonable response for me was to surrender my life to Christ. And I prayed and gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. An amazing thing happened is that the burden that I had was rolled away. The guilt that I had was removed from me, and I felt great joy, and I felt great peace and assurance that I now was on my way to heaven. And I wasn't afraid of dying anymore, because I was trusting, my trusting in Jesus Christ and what he has done for me. And then I went back to the same church, and the welcome I received was tremendous. I then got involved in the life of the church as a Sunday school teacher, a fellowship leader, and that church became my spiritual home, and the people became so precious to me. They're my spiritual family in the Lord, my brothers and sisters. And I saw that the problem wasn't with the church, the problem was with me and my wrong attitude towards the church. And so I then became involved in ministry there.
The words and voice there of the late Reverend Adrian Adger, and we'll continue on with that series next week. Got me thinking there about church too. I heard a boy say, you'll never find the perfect church because there is no such thing. Christ is the only perfect person to ever walk and tread on this planet, and we'll never see true perfection until we enter his glory. Stuart Townsend next with How Deep the Father's Love.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
That one there, suggestion came in from Sarah Adams. Thanks for that. Skipped a few requests, but I thought it would fit in well after Adrian's clip there as well. So time is marching swiftly on, so we'll share a few stories from the Christian Institute. One such story then is about a Nigerian Christian woman and how she has shared about her refusal to turn her back on Christ when she was kidnapped by Boko Haram terrorists. Amina's family was first attacked by the Islamist group in 2012 when a group of 20 militants raided her home and attempted to force her husband and children to renounce their Christian faith. When they refused, they were attacked one by one. "My husband died immediately," said Amina, "but two of my children were later rushed to hospital and their lives were saved by God's grace after surgery." 5 years later, she was attacked again. This time, Amina was hit three times when terrorists opened fire on a bus she was travelling on. "They killed all the men immediately and took the women to a forest where we were kept for 8 months. All of us suffered from trauma, fear and anxiety. The women were told to renounce their faith and embrace Islam, but they refused and continued secretly praying and singing to God, even when threatened with execution. She said, "By special grace of God, we were all stood in faith. For us to live is Christ and to die is gain. We always prayed and sang songs to God because we preferred to die than to become Muslims, but it was not easy." And there's a whole big story on that you can read about her and what went on. And indeed, that's definitely a country and a situation that does indeed require a good and fair amount of prayer. So I'd encourage you to do that as well. Next up, we will have another story to talk about a stem cell research, but that'll be coming right up after Hillsong with King of Kings. Coming in from Johnny Diamond. Thanks, Johnny, for the suggestion on this one. And then some say you like still to come as well.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt.
Yeah.
Great song there. Thank you to Johnny for that one. First play for me, first listen. Really enjoyed it. So our second and last Christian Institute story then is about stem cell research. Researchers have reported a medical breakthrough in the quest to reverse the effects of motor neuron disease. Using ethical adult stem cells, scientists at the University of Edinburgh's Ewan MacDonald Centre for MND research believe that they have found a way to undo some of the damage caused by motor neuron disease. Unlike embryonic stem cells, ethical adult cells do not require the destruction of embryos. The research team led by Dr. Arpan Mehta was able to create and repair motor neuron cells under laboratory conditions, and the team believe that they will be able to produce the same results in patients. Dr. Mehta described the results as really exciting and said that the technique will not only slow and stop, but could reverse degeneration. He said he was delighted that the project could help lead to a new way to treat the disease. Motor neuron disease describes a group of neurological diseases that affect the brain and spinal cord. MND attacks the nerves that control the movement of muscles so that muscles no longer work. More than 1,500 people are diagnosed with MND in the UK each year, and it is life-shortening and there is currently no cure. In 2019, a man with the disease spoke out about why his life is worth living despite the limitations of his condition. John Hughes said at the time, "I am living, not dying. Loss of independence brings unexpected love. There's hope, joy, and meaning in my life, perhaps more than ever." Amen to that. And a good news story indeed. And hopefully that research will definitely help people and will show of our great love that comes from Christ as well. We're going to finish off with a song from City of Light, come in from Emma Fleming. So sorry to keep you right till the very end, but it's been a busy night again with requests and with stories and our little clips as well. So we're near enough done though. It's just gone about 9:30, so we've time for one more song and we'll finish off with that City of Light one. Before we do that though, let's finish with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for each and every song that we play, that is not purely just written by a humble man, Lord, but you're behind the pen, you're behind the vision of the words that are put onto that page, Lord, that you are there, and we worship, Lord, to be thanked, and we just can't do that enough. But we thank you, Lord, for that saving grace, that there is no amount of worship, no amount of good works that will save us, Lord, but only that pure and precious blood of Christ, and we thank you for that saving grace. If there's any here that don't know you as their own and personal Savior, we pray you'll show them that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we just pray you'll be with us throughout this incoming week. All that we do, all that we say, will be all entirely and utterly for your glory. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again, folks. God willing, back again next Sunday night, 8:30, live on the Eternity Socials Facebook page. If you're listening on the podcasts, send us a wee message during the week. If there's a shout out, if you know someone that listens in, or if you want a song for yourself as well and you can't make it to the live stream, drop us a wee message on Facebook or Instagram on the Eternity Socials page, and we'll definitely take a note and get that on for you as well. If you have joined into the live stream halfway through and you've missed some, or you want to have a listen to the few ones that have gone out in the past, you can listen on Amazon Music, Google and Apple Podcasts, and tune in as well. But that'll do me for tonight. I'll go and have a lie down. But I do thank you all for listening in, and God willing, we'll do it all again next Sunday. City of Light then, all my ways are known to you. What an assurance. Thanks to Emma Fleming for this one. Have a great week and God bless.
In days of peace and days of rest, in times of loss and loneliness, oh, rich or poor, your word is true, that all my ways are known to you.
To give thanks for all the good things in life.
Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
This is the Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials. The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials. Let's go. Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could...